Okay. Who else have we got in?
It's the two of us, Patrick and Gerald.
Well, hey, you two.
Hello.
Hello.
In, it's just we weren't in with everybody, so
we'll
see what he's got going.
I've got us connected. Are we all together now?
Yeah.
Pete, are you there?
I heard Pete.
Bark, bark. Let me see if I can hook us up with the jazz band again.
I did.
We're already hooked. Shadow did it.
Oh, we're already in?
Yeah.
Pete, will you please confirm?
Confirm what? I'm sorry, I missed.
I connected the room, and I needed to know that we were back in.
Oh, okay. Well, you're in.
Okay. So far, it's Bobby, Shilone, Pete, Patrick, Gerald, and Kitty. Did I miss anybody else while I was out? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know whether or for how long with this phone, but I'm in.
Oh, okay.
You might know they'd be playing Jackass tonight.
Bobby, I have a question.
Yeah, honey.
How long will this impeachment go through?
I doubt that it'll even see the light of day. That's just so much grandstanding. I didn't read much hard energy on it. More bullshit than anything else.
It'll never get past the Senate as long as the Democrats are in charge.
Yep.
But you still need a 2/3 vote to remove. So even if it shifted to with the Republicans in a majority, if it went straight down party lines, it would still be acquitted.
Yep. Yeah, we gotta clean the Senate. But we can do that by letting energy have to chase energy.
Yeah, that it is. Just to have that energy out there that he's got an impeachment process to have to fight. You know, I'd like to see him have to fight thousands of charges on all fronts. You just see it sap and cost him for every direction that he turns. None of them going to be, as long as the media's in charge, but...
Rosie.
Hello.
Hello.
Mark.
This is Rosie. I'm on my cell phone in the car, so it might cut off.
Okay. Well, just dial back in. We're going to be here hell raising. I'm teaching people how to exterminate socialists tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't want to miss any of that.
Well, we're going to it's already being recorded, so we'll get that everybody gets that accessible anyhow.
Bobby, I got a question. This is Gerald.
Yeah.
Is our sun links or bodies of fire have anything to do with these sunspots coming out?
No, as a matter of fact, we may have aggravated them a little bit, but they've been doing this for millions of years. So all this hullabaloo was just that. They wanted to run an internet shutdown test globally is what they wanted to do with it, and too many people blew the whistle. See, now we know for a fact that the Fukushima disaster that happened because of that Great Crunch earthquake was actually set off deliberately. They're putting nuclear bombs in the earthquake fault line, and they ran a light test up on the Madrid fault line here in the United States, but they used regular explosive. They didn't use nuclear explosive on it, and they waited for a little flurry, then set it off, unlike the accident where they were in a fight, and that's what it was, down in Virginia at Shanksville, and they set off a small neutron. There was no a precursor, nothing that is normal for earthquakes, even though that's what they call it. We read it. It looked all right. Looked like it could be something pretty well normal from where it was at. The longer we read the goddamn thing, the less sense it made. And when I got a good read on it, it was a light nuke, and then somebody in a private, it got the and made it public rather than the ones that were covered up by the U.S. Geological Service. So there is hell to pay on the horizon, and we are having a hell of an effect. We're going to pound them a hell of a lot harder than it's been pounded before, but you know how it is.
What is all that noise?
Probably somebody not on mute.
Hello?
Hello, this is Weldon.
Hello, Weldon.
How are you doing?
Hello?
Okay, I'm going on mute.
This is Diane. I also came in earlier.
Okay. Bobby, I have another question.
Yeah.
There was a write-up about the tone generator, you know, all the different numbers on the tones. That I had before my computer crashed, so I don't have a copy. Can you send me a copy or someone? I did ask, but I never got a response.
Yeah,
that's because it wasn't done in anything that was in writing that I had. Somebody else came in.
Hey, Tony, we're in. Going on mute.
Coco's in, and I'm going on mute.
Okay.
Bobby?
Yes?
I don't know if that is your phone or if it's not, but it's a... It's a lot of white noise that's very cyclical.
Yeah, somebody is not on mute. I don't see it. Let me
it's probably me. I can't put it on. I don't think I can put it on mute with
right,
my cell phone.
Okay, not a problem.
Oh, okay.
Override it. We can override that. Not a problem.
I should be home in about 5 minutes.
The lesson tonight is the socialist extermination. Part to first. We're going to do a absolute overwhelming process, and there are two, and we have to separate which the hell ones we're going to do. If I'm trying to do one, doesn't matter which, and somebody else is jackass trying to do the other, doesn't matter which, it's not going to work. It's that fragile. Okay, now, first thing out, we have to make damn sure, because of all the laws primarily that are already on the books and the 45,000 new laws that came in just for the hell of it, that nobody's had a chance to read. Was that an out, I wonder?
Probably Rosie getting home.
Yeah, probably. Well, we'll give her a minute. Anyhow, the fact is we cannot and we will not permit any government-funded or lone wolf psychopath to lift so much as one finger against the president or any of his people. Now, I know all of you have heard me talk about it. When Kennedy got blasted, and everybody knows that was a government set to do.
Hello?
Hello?
It's Pete. I'm trying to do three-way, get Dusty in.
Dusty and Kitty are not in?
Kitty's in.
Quite the mess.
Yeah, apparently we're going to be interfered with in every way to not get this information out tonight.
Did Dusty have some phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Apparently
okay.
We're going to be...
Ben.
What's up?
Well, we're just trying to get everybody in so that we can get on with our lesson, and boy, is it one weirdo thing after another.
Okay,
I had trouble coming in now. They told me that the passcode was not the passcode. A couple of times I had to redial it.
Okay, I'm back in. Well, where the echo came from, I really don't need to repeat myself that much. Anyhow, as I was saying, we are not going to let any government-funded psychopath lift so much as one finger, and we will do whatever is necessary to stop it. If we have to shoot the son of a bitch ourselves, we're going to do that. Now, what happened once they burnt Kennedy's hide, because he wanted to take us from the paper money and put us back on the gold standards, why they executed him, that was their reason. Mine was I had determined that the most powerful Catholic would die, and then they couldn't stop it. But on the trail end of that came a bazillion communist laws, most of them announced then as really important and national interest horseshit by that lying son of a bitch, Lyndon Johnson. Of course, he was a puppet too. But nevertheless, we're not going to let that happen again. It's just not going to happen. We're going to take these sons of bitches out by what is legal and natural means where there can be no sympathy for them. That was done on a wave of sympathy in the Kennedy killings. And then they shot Bobby Kennedy and really did a railroading of all this great laws and all this horse shit after that. So we're not going to let that one get past us. It was a lesson well learned. But what we are going to do is completely overwhelm the bastards so that their agenda is not going to work and ours is. This time, we're going to show you how to put them into jail and keep them there. And as I go through the lesson, there's a couple of things I want you to understand. When I was in jail, I saw inmates kill other inmates over a cigarette. That's right, one solitary cigarette. Inside the walls, tobacco in that day was your money. Everything was measured in packs, regardless of what it was. And there were a lot of suicides. Some of these people just, and they were driven to it by the lodge, because every time they had one of these things, they had this whole puppy-do of a big investigation. Always some big piece of horseshit. And it cost the taxpayers a lot of money, put a lot more abuse on the inmates, and didn't do a goddamn thing but empower and enrich the Masonic Lodge and the Knights of Columbus. Well, this time we have to start at the top of the pile, because it's primarily a house of cards. Socialism, with all of its murderous ideas, is still a very, very fragile and weak system, because it's so much absolute horseshit. And we're going to start that, and we're going to do that. Tonight we overwhelm for the sole purpose of putting the bastards in prison for life. That means they leave office in disgrace, and they live in prison under prison terms. And yes, there have been executions in solitary confinement. Don't let them kid you. They don't like to let that one out, but it's happened. Okay, the number on this thing is 0115.
Socialist, Rosie back. Going on mute.
Socialist Exterminations. It's dated the 4th of March, 2012. Or the 11th of March, rather, I'm sorry. One's in the file and the other's on the bit. Okay, nevertheless. And for tonight's lesson, you're going to need access to the Obama photo and the jail bar photos we sent over the past few days. I hope everybody could manage to get a copy. You need them separately, but where you can get to the other one very quickly and very easily. Now, the Currians, get your copies of Obama and the jail bar photographs where you can see them quick and without delay. We can't jackass around. What we're going to have to do has to be done almost like a snap of your fingers with everybody in time. Now, the faster you can switch between them, the better. Now, this training session is to absolutely overwhelm the current government socialist agenda and to exterminate all socialist energies and practitioners. We're going to start at the top of the public house of cards and collapse the entire demonic endeavor in upon itself without prohibiting so much as one neutrino of self-inflicted harm or destruction from doing its utmost upon the targeted perpetrators. They deserve a ton of shit. We're going to see to it they get it. And we're not going to short the wait. And for the record, we are not going to execute Barack Hussein Obama and his communist cohorts. We are going to incarcerate them in solitary confinement for the remainder of their natural lives, all of them. We do it the way I tell you, exactly, no deviations, no personal pussy tangents, no nonsense, and we'll get them all in one shot. If they choose to suicide, which a lot of people do in lockup, or get themselves slain in the prison system they created for all others who oppose them and their socialist damnation, so be it. That's going to be on their head and out of politics and disgrace. I will personally plead the executioner's case before the Most High on the grounds of fully justified extermination as required by holy law and the preservation of righteousness, regardless of the cause or reason over by the executioners and their fellows. Could be over a pack of cigarettes. I don't care. And since old bastard is known as a bunghole surfer, that can be a reason to get killed, too. There's more jealousy like that in prison than there is out here on the street. Now, fear not. Righteous Abel may burn the executioners for other sins, against which I have neither voice nor authority to overrule, except when there's a protest of Righteous Abel's decisions. And he has never been found errant, even in minute details. So if they have something else in their ass that they should be burnt for, they're still going to burn. But if past situations are any indication, Righteous Abel will not even mention the justified extermination of those socialist bastards as a point of punishment or retribution, but will consider those exterminations as acts of righteousness accounted toward the executioners and their fellows as required to accomplish the extermination. There's a term in prison called a butt buddy. Well, if you're butting for someone, you're watching out for them. That's what that means. It came out of the term saving their ass, because you're going to give them the signal that the man is en route or something. And you're called a butt man when you do that. You are simply looking out for everybody's ass. That's the term. Righteous Abel will have no such grounds for consideration upon the executeds, the occurrence of condemned. Now, do you follow that? Old bastard gets in prison. Somebody takes him apart. Abel does not have any grounds for consideration on that behalf of old bastard. None at all. And he won't give him any either. Each and every one of them will be required to give full account, which includes his staff, all of his czars, the cabinet, all of his manipulators, financiers, and puppets out there that are doing these executions, like Brett Bart. Somebody killed him. Somebody's going to pay for it. And I guarantee he's on Obama's list somewhere. Now, one thing that we must make sure of when we do what we're doing in absolute overwhelming, each and every one of the bastards in that chain of command are going to be required to face our music. And our testimony against them will send them all into the deepest fire pits of perdition, where they will remain in unimaginable agonies forever and without any relief whatsoever. We're really going to pack hell in on them. Thus the bastards deserve, and this the bastards will receive. Now, I want to repeat something for the record. I want everybody to pay attention because it includes you. True and righteous proven knowers of the great testimony and all occurrence throughout creation, hear me. As it was given of the Most High by Supreme Lord Anointed Emmanuel bin Yusuf bin Nazarati, Matthew 10:28, quoting, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And confirmed in Luke 12:5, quoting, "But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed has power to cast into hell. Yea, I say to you, fear him." Well, the Most High Lord God of all creation, Allah Aishrahi himself, has testified, the Supreme Lord of all High Lords, Alaku Allah Aishrahi, yours truly, has both the power and authority to destroy the body and cast the body and soul into hell at my leisure, and to commission all these powers and authorities upon the true and righteous until Shiloh. That's a long time down the road. And thus do we adjudicate the damned and testify against them now and in the judgment to come. every one of the proven knowers that comes through and stays true to the holy law is going to have that power through Shiloh. It's not unrestrained. You can't blast off incoherent. Having been through the above on obviously not long enough occasions, it's time all the Kurians expand their understanding immeasurably beyond our present state. With that kind of power to not only execute but to burn both body and soul in hell, our responsibility is equal to our authority. Akurians, do not blast off incoherently, throwing fire and brimstone all over creation just because we know how and have legal authority to do so. We target via discernment and common sense and hit those deserving. That said, proven knowers of the great testimony are also judges in due time and are required to do justice without any bias whatsoever. Unlike all the holier-than-thous we're totally familiar with, Catholics, Catholic fallout Christians, we call hallelujah half-wits, Khazars, Ashkenazis, race-mixed Levites and Jews, we group as cat-Jews, psychopathic Muslims who live on innocent blood as demonic cannibals in the name of Allah, who will burn the lot of them come judgment, Akurians must be and remain absolute in the sight of the Most High without deviation from holy law or exception to our required duties. That means we cannot attack without true sense or fail to attack in the sight of true cause. Accuse without absolute evidences, nor excuse without due discernment and documentation of innocence, nor condemn, sentence, punish, or execute without due process that will stand in the sight of absolute truth. We dare not act or harm without accurate verification and determination of true justice. We dare not delay to act when justice is required. And that requires all Akurians to witness and invoke against all Catholics, Christians, Muslims, most Levites and Jews, and not excluding any and all other recognized religions, any and all Marxists, communists, fascists, socialists, progressives, journalists, court judges, elected and appointed officials, who in any manner whatsoever do not adhere to, enforce, support, protect, defend, and obey the Constitution of the United States, regardless of consequences, especially but not limited to this current administration, Congress, judicial system, and law enforcement without exception. Akurians have not been commissioned and entrusted with such absolute authority, power, and responsibility that we may act incoherently for any cause or reason whatsoever. Akurians are so endowed because we have bared our souls before the Most High, who has seen suitable to accept us as true and righteous and to train and instruct us in the holy ways and rites of true righteousness. There are no other treasures in all creation combined as valuable as acceptance by the Most High, and Akurians must live up to, protect, defend, and apply any and all responsibilities that are part and parcel of that holy acceptance with every passing of time, thought by thought, breath by breath. Often that holy duty requires Akurians to discern individuals, nations and governments, races and peoples, orders and organizations, conspiracies and causes, including all those of all religions, media, politics, and sciences. Akurians who practice these powers and capabilities, as I have instructed, are entities of true spirit, and not emotional tangents of self-inflicted demonic delusions. Akurians constantly enter into the very plains of heaven and descend into the very depths of hell with full knowledge and power and in complete command and control of themselves and those environments as deliberately and cognizant as any living body. Now, true and righteous Akurians are living testimonies of the Most High and His holy law. Those who do not practice the powers and capabilities I have instructed or do not live by holy law as required fail at any and all such endeavors, just like each and every hallelujah half-wit and psychopathic Muslim. Singing a hymn and passing the plate to listen to a self-appointed call to the Lord or adhering to the dynamite divinity of blowing themselves into hell itself along with anyone unlucky enough to be in proximity is a sure and certain disaster. There is no difference in the judgment between the two. Now that we know what will and what won't work, let's take a hard review of ourselves, where we stand in the great scheme of things. As I said before, the Kurians are living testimonies of the Most High and His holy law. Not only is that the most desirable of all stations of life, it is a responsibility second to none. As all the seniors know, all the juniors have heard, and all those who stay the course will learn, the Akurians can take on any situation or circumstances and make absolute and irrevocable changes, even to their point of direct opposition. Hurricane Earl, August 25th through September 5th, 2010. A Cat 4 ready to be elevated to a Cat 5 on the hour. Was taken apart by some in this very company on September 3rd, 2010, and became a freshwater rain within 48 hours following our hammer, and Staff General Clark and Brigadier General Hedrick reverse cranking it. They took the spin right out of that puppy. And we can do the same thing with anything and everything else in creation except the Most High Himself and His dominions. Akurians are the righteous watchers and judges of this day and age, with the responsibility of both teaching the truth and enforcing justice. There are four big enemies currently in conflict and collusion at the same time: religions, media, politics, and science. Holy law having been abandoned ages ago, in the biggest danger of all four is the Constitution of the United States that sets both the freedoms and limits for all the above, and the Akurians are not going to permit that to continue. Akurians are people of power, and we are going to use it. I fully intend, before this lesson is finished, to deliver more hell and deserving consequence upon the aforementioned embattled bastards than even this righteous gathering suspects. This group of Akurians are going to destruct and destroy every neutron of energy and authority of any and all the current religions, media, politics, and science existent anywhere in creation today. Manipulators and shadow governments always put someone in public spotlight to be glorified and the victim should any duly enticed puppet succeed in a strike of violence. Now follow that. They have embodied everything in one jackass, so that if somebody takes him out, they're out of body. But if the Akurians take him out, we get them all. We connect everybody to the body. And then we do it by all of our own righteous powers and authorities and not some idiot psychopath. Now, Akurians are experts in violence ourselves. That's what the sun is, very violent. And we will only apply our expertise in the protection of said glorified, the public target, to prevent any capability, often by the manipulators and shadow governments, to legislate further enslavement of the general populace, as evidence following the public execution of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy by both government and shadow government, on November 22nd, 1963. We're not going to let that happen again. As I said before, we simply will not waste ammunition in the disposal of said manipulators, shadow governments, or the public target. From the true and righteous strike of the Akurians, there is neither escape nor defense. And in this attack, we are going to overwhelm our enemies and destroy them in infinite detail. They have vested everything they have in this puppet, and we're going to get him and all of them and their intentions and their glorifications, all of their little intrigues, their plans, and whatever they have, we're going to get it all in one shot. And we're going to do that with old bastard, since he's the one we're after. Attention, we are not, repeat, not going to cause or permit one iota of physical violence or harm to the political targets, regardless of who endeavors to make such attempt. The government always has some patsy standing by, just like they did for Ronald Reagan. They have them for every president. Government puppet, Hinckley. Do you know who Hinckley's dad was? He was an oil executive. And what was the big problem then? Oil, just like now. Doesn't that smell a little bit to you? Of course, the kid was already battier than a shithouse rat, so he was going to get life where he could be taken care of after Mommy and Daddy were gone, and that's why his dad sold him into the puppet. And, of course, now they're trying to get him out. But don't hold your breath. Okay, we're not going to let that happen. Spiritual and energy destruction are an entirely different matter, as it leaves the evidences and circumstances only upon the heads and associations of the victims. Now let me repeat that one for you. Spiritual and energy destruction are an entirely different matter, as it leaves the evidences and circumstances only upon the heads and associations of the victims. That's how we're going to do it. Now, this righteous company of occurrences are going to strip them of all energies and bind them in an inescapable position of justified public animosity and imprison the lot of them in solitary confinement for the rest of their natural lives. And I guarantee you, a highbrow in prison is walking on very soft turf. Very dangerous there. However, the manipulators and shadow government personnel are not going to be dealt with so mercifully. They are going to be publicly exposed as worthy only to die in the most horrendous of deaths, and some will at their own hand. There will be suicides. This righteous company of occurrence are going to strip all the manipulators, shadow government personnel, and the media of all influence, powers, and sources of power until they are destitute in the alleys of the most impoverished ghettos or rotting in death wherever their worthless corpses shall decompose. This is the process of absolute overwhelming. If you've ever had a sunburn or felt the effects of a heat stroke, you already have some experience of the overpowering capability of the sun. Know for a fact, it's a hell of a lot more powerful and dangerous than that. Even though those of us that have been there and absorbed out of it, we really don't have a good solid clue of how much poison, materials, dangerous energies, and excruciating fire is in that thing. We really don't have that yet. We're still taking energy in like it was a beautiful morning sun of a gorgeous spring. Well, this time we're going to do it a little bit different. Anyone ignorant enough to look at the sun for even a full second will sustain some degree of permanent blindness. In ancient times, when the sun was thought to be a god, it was known and practiced as evidence of the sun's divinity that to look at it for even a minute of time, the sun would punish the intruder by permanently taking their eyesight. Now that we know the sun exudes more radioactivity per second than all the nuclear bombs in the rest of this solar system is capable of producing. Think about that. The sunspot and huge solar eruptions promoted as news by the media over the past week. Was just one more feeble scare tactic attempt to intimidate and dissuade the Curians. They wasted both their money and their breath. There is a big difference there. And though it's huge, extremely violent, and equally dangerous, the Curians love the sun. We use it all the time. Occurrence. Now, get the copies of Obama and the jail bars photographs where you can see them quickly and without delay. Get them up where you can switch between them. And if, for those that don't have them, we will mail you copies because we're going to do this more than once. Now, the faster you can switch them, the better. Immediate access to either without the other in view until ordered to do so. Now, that is a critical element in the process of absolute overwhelming. First, Akurians, we're going to make a body of light and not a body of fire. Everybody get as relaxed as you can, and on my command, I want everybody to visualize their own physical body, fill it with the whitest light you can imagine, and stand it out from you into any clear area. Don't stand it in a piece of furniture or wall, but in the nearest empty space. Okay, on my command, Akurians, send forth your body of light. Second, Akurians, attend that body of light that you see, hear, feel, taste, touch, and experience through it, and not through your physical body. It is communicating with you. Now fly that body of light into the sun, expand it to 800,000 miles of diameter, and absorb all the energies and forces available. That's good. Now feel this body of light with as much black fire as you can muster. Now charge your body of light. Akasha, air, fire, water. Earth, intelligence, comprehension, discernment, strength, courage, power, telepathy, clairvoyance, telekinesis. Make a sun link with all the firepower, strength, and endurance the sun is capable of delivering, all 800,000 miles of diameter of it, and attach it to this body of light. Now, if you feel a slight lightheadedness or dizziness, you're doing it right. If not, run the process again from the beginning. That's it. That's better. Takes a little practice. That's as good as you're going to get it for the time being, but that's okay. Stay right there and maintain that. That's what we need. Third, while still standing in the sun, discern the other Akurians and link them together. Link to the Akurian on either side of you. Doesn't matter which one, just link. All right, now you are now a huge and very dangerous command of fully charged bodies of light. Okay, everybody link up. That's fine if you occupy the same space at the same time. That is ideal. Okay, now return to your physical body with your body of light and the sun link still attached to all the other Akurians present. Not only are you linked to one another, you're linked to that huge sun. Everybody. Now do not act except on my command. Don't anticipate anything. Wait till I tell you to do it. Now that we have a fully charged and infinitely powerful congregation of justice, we are going to effect an infinitely accurate public exposure and legal indictment, a permanent destruction and a never-ending incarceration of Barack Hussein Obama and all his fellows. Might take a bit of effort to make both photos about the same size in your mind, but that's okay. Just do it as much as you can. Nothing earth-shattering there. Absolute size accuracy is not required. Only your intention must be absolute. Now, the vision of the jail bars is to put Obama behind jail bars in solitary confinement for as long as he shall live. Collapsing that socialist house of cards will eliminate and exterminate all of his one-world government manipulators and the supporters with him. That's what we're going to get to in a minute. The Akurian image of Obama behind jail bars alone will overwhelm him and all hidden personnel and organizations of both manipulators and shadow governments. No exceptions. Everybody behind or in agreement with old bastard gets the same hammer. Concentrate on Obama and the socialist treasonous glue between him, and the others will do the rest. Now, keeping your body of light in contact with all other occurrence present and connected to the sun for infinite power. Occurrence on my command. Look at the center of the jail bars and hold that vision. Keep looking right in the center of the jail bars. Now, these are the bars to incinerate the most vile of criminals in solitary confinement. Keep looking at the center of the jail bars photograph. And within a few seconds, at least by the time I finish this paragraph, you will see a halo around each of the bars. That's fine. Perfect. Hold your eyes in the center. Charge this halo image with all the sun energy you can manage, that they be infinitely strong, infinitely just, this is justice, and infinitely perpetual. Now, keeping your body in light in contact with all other occurrence present and connected to the sun for infinite firepower, occurrence on my command. Look at the photograph of old bastard. The very tip of his nose is ideal to get a full vision. You should see the energized halo jail bars over the face of old bastard, effectively putting him behind those eternal jail bars for the rest of his natural life. Note in your mind that he is the embodiment of all religions, media, political, and scientific evil. Obama is the foremost image of lies, deliberate misrepresentations, and one-world government evil. All the energies we are going to hit him with will infect the manipulators and shadow government, whoever they are and wherever they are. This is the real essence of the image of that photograph. Now hold that vision for a few seconds, and you'll note in 2 or 3 minutes, the bars will have faded. Don't worry. That was a rehearsal run. Damn good one, though. I like that one. Everybody recharge yourself and your body of light. That's it. Just pull it right out of the sunlink. Beautiful. Now this time we'll get a little better visions and coordination. But I want all the newbies to do one thing. Look at the jail bars until you see the halo. Everybody can do this. It's good practice. And then look up at any object in the room, anything on a far wall, and relax. And you'll see those jail bars. You'll see that light bar halo. But it'll be much larger. Okay. Now, the Koreans on my command, look at the center of the jail bars. Get a very good view of the jail bars. Recharge the bars with all the energies we can hit with. Someone's asleep.
It's not me.
Okay. It's all right. You're awake, Akurians, on my command. Now that you've got a good energy of the jail bars, look at the photograph of old bastard and put those bars right over top of him. Just remain focused on the tip of his nose, and you will put him right in jail where he belongs. The jail bars are eternal incarceration, and Obama is the embodiment of all evil. My God, that's good. That is very good. Okay, one more time. Koreans, look at the center of the jail bars. Now note in your mind that these bars are eternal incarceration. It's going to take him and everybody with him and put them all in jail. And now look at the photograph of old bastard and overlay that halo. And keeping in mind, Obama is the embodiment of all the evil we're after. When he falls, they all go down with him. They're not running the show. We are. Okay. Now that everybody has the resources and the knowledge, I order each of you to perform this invocation of testimony against Barack Hussein Obama et al. Every day, no exceptions. This vision, this invocation of testimony, every day, and more often if possible. And no, twice today does not make up for tomorrow. Every day is sufficient to the evil and the justice thereof. Now put these photos where you can easily access them. And if you don't get the damn things to print or out where you can, let us know. We couldn't get them in the emails. And we'll send you printed color copies. We'll send them to everybody so everybody will have the same puppy do on the next go-around. Okay, are there any questions besides who is that snoring in our ears? Any questions at all? Okay, that is how you completely overwhelm somebody. It's but one example. There are other things that we will put together and make them viable for everyone. And if there are no other questions, I will bid you children good night. It was a good blast.
Okay, Rosie, signing out.
Okay, honey.
Okay, streak out.
Weldon, stay out.
Dusty out.
Good night, Coco out. Good night.
Good night.
Dying out.
Good night, baby.
Pete out.
Good night, Pete.
Good night.
Hell of an overwhelm. I need you to call me back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.